tell me a little bit about Boys Don't Draw. What exactly is it?
So Boys Don't Draw is this project I started about 4 years ago now, in March 2017. It basically just started out as like little doodles I do on my iPad with like a stylus and sometimes with my finger. And I just started drawing sort of artists that inspired me, people that I was listening to. And then it basically just evolved from there into like doing art shows and, you know, doing all this other fun stuff in between. And, you know, the main source of inspiration for everything is like hip hop and pop culture, basically.
How did you come up with the name Boys Don't Draw?
So at the time, there was a thing called Boys Don't Cry, was something that Frank Ocean was doing. It was like a magazine. And I was thinking of Instagram names for this little art project I was doing. And I was just like, well, let me do Boys Don't Draw. That sounds pretty good. And it's kind of like an ironic name, but also not. And it just kind of stuck from there.
Tell me about the artist series. What is it and when did it launch?
So the artist series is a part of a monthly clothing drop thing that I'm doing every month with Boys Don't Draw. So just past January, I did a like dystopian kind of theme. And then this month I'm doing a artist series. Well, just this past month in February, doing a artist theme of four artists that have inspired me and my style a lot. I highlighted four artists. It was Barbara Kruger, Andy Warhol, Jean-Michel Basquiat, and Takashi Murakami. Most of them are American artists, usually originating around New York, but Murakami's from Tokyo, Japan. I take something kind of from every one of these artists in a way. And, you know, with Warhol being my biggest inspiration with the pop art, I developed a series called Rap Foods, which is kind of like, I don't know, it feels like a spiritual successor to like what he was doing with Coca-Cola bottles and like Campbell's soup cans. And I just kind of incorporated my love of hip hop and pop culture into it. And with these other artists too, it's just sort of taking a little bit from every single one.
Where did the initial idea come from for the new clothing drop?
For the new clothing drop, it started out as a project in one of my classes with event management, and it kind of blew up from there. Again, one of the biggest themes from Boys Don't Draw is like people that inspire me or like fascinate me in some way. And I was thinking of something outside of hip hop, people that inspire me. And so obviously my first thing to think of was like art and art style. So it just kind of went from there, thought of my biggest inspirations in art and just decided to highlight them. Basically.
Have you always been passionate about art, design, and clothing?
Yeah, definitely. So I think, honestly, everything leading up to this point probably started out in the sixth grade. I was doing a skateboarding camp, and I was just kind of like amused by what went into running a skate shop and like having your own sort of clothing to go with it and your own products. And like for the longest time, I wanted to open up my own skate shop. And then that dream just sort of evolved into wanting to start my own clothing, to, you know, wanting to incorporate my art in some way. And it's been just sort of a series of events from there until now. And like, I'm hoping now to take this somewhere and to do something with it, and just kind of enjoying the ride.
And finally, what keeps you motivated about this project and about this business?
What keeps me motivated, honestly, is that I don't really want to do anything else with my life. I mean, I know that I want to do something that involves art, and I know that I love style and clothing, and, you know, it all kind of seems like a good mix of everything that I'm interested in. So when I think about what I want to do with this in the future, I'm just like, the possibilities are endless, and I'm committed to this. And, you know, this is something that I really enjoy doing. So, you know, the pandemic has been hard on that end, where I haven't been able to interact with people as much, like, because I used to do shows and stuff like that. But I've just sort of been focusing on the art side of things, trying to do more things, like, just trying to adapt with the pandemic itself. And I'm just looking forward to being able to do shows again and to meet more people. And so, you know, the things that motivate me the most are I love doing art. There's always some cool hip hop that I'm listening to and some cool pop culture moments that are happening. And it's nice to sort of capture everything within my sort of lens.